We have clouds in our coffee and clouds in our head. When we are joyful or sad, we get misty-eyed. And sometimes we say, so-and-so lives in a fog. Sorrow casts a cloud over our faces as a high mist passing overhead blocks light to the earth. Job 7:9 refers to the way clouds can disappear, illustrating the way people disappear at death. Isaiah 44 verse 22 describes how clouds disappear, but it's an idiom referring to the blotting out of sin. Hosea illustrates transitory goodness to a fast disappearing morning cloud in Hosea 6:4. Job 36:26-29. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. The number of his years is unsearchable. For he draws up the drops of water, they distill his mist and rain, which the skies pour down and drop on mankind abundantly. Can anyone understand the spreading of the clouds, the thunderings of his pavilion? The scriptures tell the story of when the nation of Israel was in the wilderness for 40 years. God sustained the people by providing them with manna and gave them clouds for relief from the heat. The manna came down from the vault over the earth, the heavens, or Shamayim. Shamayim literally means fiery waters, but is usually translated as heaven. Shamayim is a dew or moisture, and manna is spelled with two Hebrew letters. The first letter is symbolic for waves of water, as in the dew from heaven. And the second letter, very simply put, symbolizes a fish or meat, as in a solid nutritional sustenance in the water. But in this case, it is much more than that. Manna, given by God, came from the sky and was a provision for the people receiving from God in order to aid their passing through their trials and ordeals. Just like Israel in the desert needed God's provision, we need it also in order to survive our wilderness. The Lord makes a way where there was no way. Clouds in the vault of the sky over us is a picture of the Lord providing for us what we need in order to accomplish his vision for us. We need more than just the water. We also need what is in the water. His life. I guess you could say it's a type of primordial wisdom within the water. As the early morning mists covered the land, God made a provision. We need clouds. I've touched the clouds. I've touched the rain at its source. While standing in a cloud on a mountaintop, touching the rain at the fountain spout, water trickled down my finger. And there, a vision began to grow in my mind of the goodness of God running into my life, like a drop of rain on the windshield. It starts at the top and runs down, gives a little, gets a little. In the beginning, the Lord made all things, and all things were called good. He imparted part of himself into everything his hands fashioned, and whatever his great heart imagined, which was necessary for his plan of man's redemption. In his wisdom, God saw the need in the heart of man for things like seasons. I find it eternally fascinating to discover the parts of my God which are hidden in all he created, because to discover what he's hidden there is to know the one I love, the focus of my life. In the canvas over our heads called the sky, in our need for seasons, it is amazing how the clouds change in their presentation with each season, just like we change when entering and exiting a season.